Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Chanukah Perek Gimel. This perek begins the laws of Chanukah. Unlike Purim, whose story appears in Tanakh, the story of Chanukah occurred after the time of the Nevi'im and is known to us only from later sources, including statements of Chazal. Because the Rambam meant for the Mishnah Torah to serve as a complete and exclusive reference work for Jewish life, he saw it necessary to begin Hilchot Chanukah with a summary of that story, so that anyone can be familiar with it without having to read it in the Gemara. After recounting the story, the Rambam will describe briefly the mitzvah of lighting Neirot Chanukah, but most of the details of that mitzvah will await Perek Daled, while the bulk of this Perek discusses a different mitzvah. This is the mitzvah of saying Hallel, which applies on every day of Chanukah and on many other days too, as we'll see. Halacha Aleph. Bevayit Sheni, Keshemalchu Yavan, Gazru Gzerot al Yisrael uvitlu datam, Velo hinichu otam laasok batora uvamitzvot, Ufashtu yadam bemamunam uvivnotehem, Venechnesu lahichal, Ufartzu bo pratzot, Vetimua taharot, Vetzar lehem Yisrael maod mipnehem, Ulchatzum lachatz gadol, Ad shrichem alehen Elokei avotenu, Voshiam miadam, Vegavru bnei chashmonai akonim hagdolim, Vaharagum, Voshiu Yisrael miadam, Vehem Midu melech min hakohanim, v'chazra malchut Yisrael yater al matayim shanim ad hachurban hasheni. In the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, the Greek kings pronounced decrees against the Jewish people, attempted to nullify their religion, and refused to allow them to learn Torah and to perform mitzvot. They raised their hands against the property and daughters of the Jewish people. They entered the inner chamber, the Heichal, of the Beit HaMikdash, breached its walls, and defiled it with their impurity. The Jews suffered under their oppression until Hashem had mercy on them and saved them. The sons of the Chashmonaim, who were Kohanim, overcame the Greek armies and returned kingship and self-government to the Jewish people for more than 200 years, until the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. Halacha Bet. Uchishe gavru Yisrael al oivehem v'ibdum, b'chamisha v'esrim b'chodesh kislev haya, v'inchnesu laheichal, v'lo matzu shemen tohor ela pach echad, v'lo haya bo lahadlik ela yom echad bilvad, v'hidliku menu neirot hamaracha shmona yamim, ad shekatshu zeitim v'hutziu shemen tohor. This victory of the Jews over their enemies occurred on the 25th of the month of Kislev. When the Jews subsequently entered the Heichal, they only found one small jar of oil, which was tahor, and therefore fit for use to light the menorah. There was only enough oil in the jar to last one day, but it miraculously sufficed to light the menorah for 8 days, until the Kohanim were able to crush olives and make more tahor oil. Halacha Gimel. ומפני זה התקינו חכמים שבאותו הדור שיהיו שמונת הימים האלו שתחילתן מלילי 25 בכסלב, ימי שמחה והלל, ומדליקים בהן הנרות בערב על פתחי הבתים בכל לילה ולילה בשמונת הלילות. וימים אלו הן הנקראין חנוכה, והן אסורים בספד ותענית כימי הפורים, והדלקת הנרות בהן מצווה מדברי סופרים כקריאת המגילה. Therefore, the Chachamim of that generation established that the 8 days every year beginning with the 25th of Kislev should be days of happiness and praise, Yimei Simcha V'Halel. On each of these 8 nights, candles must be lit at the doorway of each home in order to publicize and spread word of the miracle. These days are called Chanukah, and they are forbidden in eulogizing and fasting, Hesped V'Tanit, just like the days of Purim as we saw in the last parak. Lighting the candles on these days is a mitzvah midirabanan, just like reading the Megillah on Purim. Note how the Rambam emphasizes the similarity to Purim, indicating, as we mentioned in Perek Aleph, that the establishment of Purim by the Nevi'im served as a template and model for Chachamim of a later generation, when there were no longer any Nevi'im, of how to commemorate a miracle through a yearly holiday complete with a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. On the other hand, Chanukah is not exactly like Purim. Recall that Purim was characterized in Perek Bet as Yom Simcha U'Mishteh, while the days of Chanukah are described here as Yemei Simcha V'Halel. The replacement of Mishteh with Halel, praise, seems to indicate that there is no mitzvah of Su'udah on Chanukah. The Shulchan Aruch indeed rules this way, but the Rama adds that a meal on Chanukah, which includes praises and songs, Zmirot V'Tishbachot, to commemorate the miracle, has the status of a Su'udat Mitzvah. Halacha Dalet. Kol shechayav kriyat ha-megila, chayav adlakat ner Chanukah. V'hamadlik otah b'layla ha-rishon, mevarech shalosh brachot. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, asher k'sham mitzav yisivanu l'adlik ner shel Chanukah. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, sh'asan nisim l'avoteinu, v'amim ahim b'zman hazeh. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. V'chol haro'e otah, mevarech shtayim, sh'asan nisim v'shechiyanu. ובשאר הלילות, המדליק מברך שתיים, והרואה מברך אחת, שאין מברכין שחיינו אלא בלילה הראשון. All those who are obligated in reading the Megillah on Purim are obligated in lighting candles on Chanukah. Recall that this includes women. Just as in the case of Megillah, even though lighting Chanukah candles is a mitzvah taseh shazman grama, women are obligated, based on the consideration of af hin hayu boto hanes. The mitzvah commemorates a miracle, and women benefited from and participated in the salvation of that miracle as much as men. On the first night, we make three brachot on lighting, parallel to the three brachot made on reading the Megillah. The first is the Birkat HaMitzvah of Asher K'sham Mitzvah Yisivanu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, the second is Sh'asan Nisim L'Avoteinu, and the third is Shechiyanu. On subsequent nights, Shechiyanu is left out, though the Shulchan Aruch adds that if one doesn't make Shechiyanu on the first night for whatever reason, then he should make it the following night or at the first lighting after whenever he remembers. Here there is a new din, with no parallel in the laws of Kriyat HaMegillah. One who sees a lit Chanukah candle makes two brachot on the first night, Sh'asa Nisim and Shechiyanu, and one bracha on subsequent nights, just Sh'asa Nisim. The Rambam doesn't clarify who exactly makes this bracha, though in a tshuva, he seems to say that even one who has already lit in his home with brachot makes a bracha upon seeing another lit Chanukah candle if he didn't have in mind when he lit at home that the brachot he said then would cover any Chanukah candle which he sees later. However, the Shulchan Aruch accepts the opinion of the Rashba that this bracha has much more limited application. Only one who has not lit himself, does not plan to light that evening, and does not have anyone lighting on his behalf that evening, makes the bracha of Sh'asa Nisim upon seeing a lit Chanukah candle. Halacha Hei. Kol yom vayom mishunat hayimim ha'ilu gomrin et ha'halel, umavarech lefanav, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, asher k'sham mitzvah yisivanu, ligmor et ha'halel, ben yachid, ben tzibur. אף על פי שקריאת הלל מצווה מדברי סופרים, מברך עליה אשר קשה מצווה בסיוונו, כדרך שמברך על המגילה ועל העירוב, שכל ודאי של דבריהם מברכין עליו. אבל דבר שהוא מדבריהם, בעיקר עשייתם לו, מפני הספק, כגון מעשר דמי, אין מברכין עליו. ולמה מברכין על יום טוב שני, והם לא תקנו אלא מפני הספק, כדי שלא יזלזלו בו. We will return in the next perek to the laws of lighting Chanukah candles, and the remainder of this perek is devoted to another mitzvah of Chanukah, reciting the Hallel each day. This is preceded by a bracha of Asher K'dushanu Mustav Tzimanu Ligmor Et HaHallel, though the text used by Ashkenazim is Likro Et HaHallel. Why do we use the wording of Asher K'dushanu Mustav Tzimanu, suggesting that Hallel is a mitzvah d'oraita, when in fact Hallel is midrabanan? The Rambam gives an answer without an explanation. We make a Birkat HaMitzvah with this formulation of Asher K'dushanu Mustav Tzivanu on any rabbinic mitzvah which isn't based on a suffix, like Hallel, as well as Mikra Megillah and Eruv Chatzerot. We don't make a bracha on any mitzvah derabanan which is rooted in suffix, meaning the mitzvah derabanan is to do some mitzvah d'oraita, but only because there is a suffix if it is at all necessary. For example, being mafrish trumot u'masrot from demai, the produce of an Ama Aretz, who may or may not have already separated trumot u'masrot. But isn't Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot rooted in suffix, as we learned in Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, and yet we make all the Birkot HaMitzvah on Yom Tov Sheni that we make on Yom Tov Rishon, like the brachot on Matzah and on Mor at the second Seder, or the brach of Kiddush? The Rambam's answer is that Yom Tov Sheni is special. If it has no brachot, then people are likely to treat it lightly and with an attitude of disdain, because it wouldn't seem like a real Yom Tov. There are a few points to make about this explanation of the Rambam. First, as we mentioned, this answer just gives a rule without explaining why it is that we can say Asher K'dushanu Mustav Tzivanu on a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But in fact, we know the reason for this, because the Rambam has written it on several occasions, like in Hilchot Brachot Perek Vav, regarding Netilat Yadayim. According to the Rambam, there is a mitzvah d'oraita to fulfill any mitzvah d'rabbanan, and an iser d'oraita in violating any iser d'rabbanan. These come from the psukim in the beginning of Parshat Shoftim, about heeding the rulings of the Beit Din HaGadol. The positive command of Va'asita al pi ha-davar asher yagidu lecha, v'shamarta la'asot kechol asher yorucha, and the negative command of Lo tasur min ha-davar asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol. Second, regarding the Rambam's distinction between a mitzvah derabbanan rooted in Vaday and one rooted in Safek, we saw twice earlier in the Mishnah Torah this same idea that one does not make a birkat hamitzvah when performing a mitzvah doraita only because of safek. This came up regarding androgynous in two contexts, brit milah in hilchot milah perek gimel, and sitting in the sukkah in hilchot sukkah perek vav. The Raivid disagreed in both of those cases, and also disagrees here. A birkat hamitzvah is recited when performing a mitzvah doraita, even due to safek, and therefore, even a mitzvah derabbanan rooted in safek gets a bracha. This explains Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliot very well, but for the Raivid, why is there no bracha on separating Trumot U'Masrot from Demai? The Raivid quotes the Amora, Rava, who answers this question. Rov Amei Haaretz Ma'asrin Hein. Most Amei Haaretz do separate Trumot U'Masrot, and so the suffix that Demai requires Hafrasha is an especially weak one. Chazal required us to be Mafrish nonetheless, but without a Bracha. Third, why does the Rambam bring up only now this question of why we make a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanan? He could have done this in Perek Aleph regarding Mikra Megillah, or earlier in this Perek regarding Ner Chanukah. Why does he only ask the question in the context of Hallel? The answer may be that the Rambam knew very well of another, very different opinion about why we make a bracha on Hallel. The opinion of the Bahag in his count of the 613 mitzvot was that Hallel is a mitzvah d'oraita. In his first Shoresh, in the introduction to his Sefer HaMitzvot, this Shoresh states that the count of 613 is restricted to mitzvot which appear in the text of the Torah Shebichtav. The Rambam forcefully rejects this opinion of the Bahag, pointing out that Hallel was only written by David HaMelech hundreds of years after Matan Torah, and therefore it cannot possibly be d'oraita. The Ramban, in his commentary to the Sefer HaMitzvot, vigorously defends the Bahag by claiming that even though the text of Hallel that we use was written after Matan Torah, the mitzvah to offer praise to Hashem in gratitude for a miracle is midoraita, and therefore a birkat hamitzvah is most certainly appropriate. After all, the Ramban points out, the Rambam himself promotes exactly this model regarding the mitzvah of tefillah. There is a mitzvah d'oraita to say tefillah, but the specific text we use is midrabbanan, as we saw at length in Hilchot Tefillah Perek Aleph. So why does the Rambam find it impossible to apply the same model to Hallel? The answer may be that there is no pasuk in the Torah which serves as a source for a mitzvah of Hallel. And in his defense of the Bahag, the Ramban is forced to conclude that the source is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. But if there is no pasuk about Hallel in the Torah, there may be one in Navi, as we'll see once we learn the next halacha, halacha vav. Velo Hallel Chanukah bilvad hu shem midivrei sofrim, ela kriyat Hallel leolam midivrei sofrim, b'chol hayamim shegomrin behen et Hallel, u'shmona asar yom bashana mitzva ligmor behen et Hallel, ve'elu hein, shmonat yimei Chag, u'shmonat yimei Chanukah, v'rishon shel Pesach v'yom Atzeret. Aval Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim ein b'hen Hallel lefi shehen yemei tshuva v'yira v'fachad v'lo yemei simcha yitera v'lo tiknu Hallel b'furim shekriyat hamgila hi Hallel. There are 18 days of the year on which we recite Hallel, and on all of these days the mitzvah of Hallel is midrabanan. These 18 days are the 8 days of Chanukah, the 8 days of Sukkot together with Shmini Atzeret, the first day of Pesach, and Shavuot. We don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur because these are days of repentance, fear, and trepidation, not days of great simcha, simcha yitera. Note that the expression simcha yitera may imply that there is some degree of simcha on at least one of these days, and indeed, recall from Hilchot Yom Tov Perek Vav that the Rambam seems to consider Rosh Hashanah to be a day of simcha like other Yomim Tovim. Nonetheless, the element of repentance and judgment make it an inappropriate occasion for Hallel. There are several reasons suggested in the Gemara, in Masechet Megillah, why we don't say Hallel on Purim, and the Rambam accepts the last opinion there, of Rav Nachman. Reading the Megillah is a form of Hallel, because it recounts the miracle in detail and implicitly praises Hashem who brought it about. We note the opinion of the Meiri, based on this explanation, that one who for whatever reason will not read or hear the Megillah on Purim must say full Hallel instead. There is no indication that the Rambam believes this to be true. Rather, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah supplants the mitzvah of Hallel in its entirety, without regard for the special circumstances of each individual. The Ravid here raises an objection to the Rambam's categorization of Hallel as midrabbanan across the board, even on Yamim Tovim. The Gemara in Mesechet Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin quotes a pasuk from Yeshayahu Perek Lamed as a source for Hallel, Hashir Yelachem Kelel Hitkadesh Chag. This seems to be referring to Hallel on a holiday, Chag, and so the mitzvah should have the status of a mitzvat asei midivrei Kabbalah, based on the source in Navi, and therefore stronger than a purely rabbinic mitzvah established by Chazal. In defense of the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah suggests that the pasuk is not referring to Hallel recited on every day of Yom Tov, but specifically to Hallel recited upon salvation from a threatening situation, al kol tzara shindigalin mimena, in the language of the Gemara. The Briska Rav, in his Chidushim on this Rambam, expands on this idea by pointing out one Hallel which we say every year and which isn't on the Rambam's list, the Hallel of the Seder night. That Hallel is in fact very different from the Hallel we say on Yom Tov, in at least two respects. First, we don't make a bracha on Hallel recited at the Seder. Second, we'll see in Halacha Tet that Hallel on Yom Tov is recited only during the day, not at night like Hallel at the Seder. The Ran, in the name of Rav Haigon, explains why Hallel at the Seder is different, and the Briska Rav believes that the Rambam is in full agreement. The Hallel of the Seder night is not a technical act of reciting praise, Kriyat HaHallel. It is rather a spontaneous act of Shirat HaHallel, singing praise to Hashem, as part of our immediate reaction to the miracle of Yitzhiat Mitzrayim, which we all experience ourselves firsthand at the Seder. Due to the spontaneous and immediate nature of this Hallel, very unlike that of an established mitzvah, there is no brach on it, and there is no limitation, indeed there must be no limitation, on when during the day it can be said. Another distinction between Hallel of the Seder and Hallel on Yom Tov is that women are exempt from Hallel on Yom Tov because it is a mitzvah d'asei shazman grama, but they are obligated in Hallel of the Seder night, based on Afin Hayubo Toanes. They too experience Yitzhiat Mitzrayim on that night, and so they too engage in the natural and immediate reaction of Hallel. Bringing this distinction back to our halacha, the Briska Rav explains that the Rambam distinguishes between these two types of Hallel. The pasuk of Hashir Yelachem Kelel Hitkadesh Chag refers, as its first word suggests, to the Hallel of Shira, said at the Seder night, and in general as a reaction to an immediate experience of salvation. That is very different from the Hallel of Yom Tov and Chanukah, which is an established mitzvah midivrei sofrim, not a spontaneous act of Shira, and according to the Rambam, has no source in Torah or even in Navi. Halacha Zayin. Mikomot she'osin yamim tovim shnei yamim, gomrin et ha'alel be'chad ve'esrim yom, b'tishat yimei ha'chag, u'shmonat yimei chanukah, u'shnei yamim shel pesach, u'shnei yamim shel atzeret. Aval b'rashei chodashim, kriyat ha'alel minhag ve'ina mitzvah, u'minhag ze batzibur, lefichach kor'in bedilug, ve'ein mevarchin alav, she'ein mevarchin al ha'minhag, v'yachid lo yikra klal, v'mitchil yashlim bedilug, k'derech she'kor'im atzibur. The count of 18 days of Hallel in the last halacha referred to Eretz Yisrael, where there isn't Yom Tov Sheni. In Chutz Laretz, the count goes up to 21, because 3 days are added. A ninth day of Sukkot Shmini Atzeret, a second day at the start of Pesach, and a second day of Shavuot. Hallel is also recited on Rosh Chodesh and on the last 6 days of Pesach, but this is just a custom and doesn't have the status of a mitzvah, even midrabanan. What is the difference between these days and the 18 or 21 days of Yom Tov on which Hallel is a genuine mitzvah? The Gemara in Masechet Erechin explains that two conditions are necessary for a mitzvah of Hallel. The day must be characterized by an Isser Malacha, and must have a Korban Musaf, which is new, that is, distinct from the Korban Musaf, if any, which was offered the previous day. Rosh Chodesh has a Korban Musaf, but no Isser Malacha. The last 6 days of Pesach have an Isser Malacha, but the Korban Musaf is identical to that of the first day of Pesach. This is not true of Sukkot, when the Korban Musaf changes each day. The distinction between Hallel as a mitzvah and Hallel as a minhag has three manifestations listed in this halacha, according to the Rambam, plus a fourth, which we'll see in Halacha Tet. 1. We skip parts of the Hallel when it is a minhag, kor'in bidilug, and we'll see the details of this in the next halacha. 2. Challah on Rosh Chodesh and the last 6 days of Pesach is said only b'tzibur, not by an individual, a yachid. Though if a yachid begins Challah on one of those days, he should complete it b'dilug like the tzibur does. And three, there is no bracha recited on Challah on these days, because one doesn't make a bracha on a minhag. The Ravid in his Hasaga here rejects the final point and refers us to his Hasaga at the very end of Hilchot Brachot. There too, the Rambam wrote that there is no bracha on a minhag, and the Ravid limited this rule to a minhag like taking a rava on Hoshana Rabbah, which is the source in the Gemara that we don't make a bracha on a minhag. For a minhag involving words of praise, like saying Hallel, there is certainly a bracha, according to the Ravid. The Shulchan Aruch accepts the opinion of the Rambam, and therefore Sfardi practice is to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh and the last 6 days of Pesach without a bracha. But the Rama accepts the opinion of the Ravid and other Rishonim to make a bracha even on these days, and that is Ashkenazi practice. The Rambam's previous statement that only the Tzibur says Hallel on these days is not accepted even by the Shulchan Aruch, and all agree that even someone davening by himself says Hallel on Rosh Chodesh and on the last 6 days of Pesach. Halacha Chet. Ketzad medalgin, matchilin mitchilat Hallel ad chalamish l'mayin o'mayim. V'doleg v'omer Hashem zichron yivarech ad haluka. U'medaleg v'omer ma'ashiv l'Hashem ad haluka. U'medaleg v'omer mina meitzar ha'tika ad sof halel. Zehu ha'minhag ha'pashut v'yesh medalgin dilug acher. This halacha describes the familiar version of what we call Chetzi Hallel, recited on Rosh Chodesh and on the last 6 days of Pesach, skipping the paragraphs of Lo Lanu and Ahavti, which are really the first halves of Mizmorim Kuf Ted Vav and Kuf Ted Zayim in Tehillim. However, the Rambam adds a third dilug, which we don't practice. His version of Chetzi Hallel doesn't include the short mizmor beginning Halu et Hashem kol goyim, and the subsequent four psukim which end Ki olam chasdo, Hodu l'Hashem ki tov, Yom Rana Yisrael, etc. The Yemenite custom, as usual, is in accordance with the Rambam, but both Ashkenazim and Sfardim skip only the first two parts of Lo Lanu and Ahavti, not the third part mentioned here. The Rambam is aware that there are other minhagim about this, as he says at the end, Yesh medalgin dilug acher. Halacha tet, kol hayom kasher likriyat halel, v'akore halel mafreya lo yatsa, kara v'shaha v'chazar v'kara, af al pi sheshaha kedei ligmor et kulo, yatsa. Yamim shegormin behen et halel, yesh lo lehafsik mein perek leperek, aval beemtza perek lo yafsik. Yamim shegormin behen bidilug, afilu beemtza perek posek. Our custom is generally to say Hallel right after Amidah in the morning. But fundamentally, Hallel can be said any time during the day, but not at night. The next line in this halacha is very reminiscent of what we saw at the start of Perek Bet about Megillah. Hallel must be read in the proper order, and one who reads it out of order isn't yotze. But as long as it is read in order, pausing in the middle does not disqualify the Hallel, even a pause of many hours. May one interrupt during the reading of the Hallel? The Rambam distinguishes between the different days on which Hallel is recited. On the 18 or 21 days when full Hallel is said, one may interrupt between paragraphs, but not in the middle of a paragraph. On the days with Chetzi Hallel, it is permitted to interrupt even in the middle of a paragraph. The Shulchan Aruch clarifies that even when interruptions are permitted, this refers only to the kinds of interruptions of at least minimal urgency, which are permitted between the brachot of Kriyat Shema, namely greeting and responding to people passing by of different degrees of stature, Mipnei HaKavod and Mipnei HaYira. Interrupting Hallel for a matter of no urgency at all is never permitted. Halacha Yud. Kol yom shegormin bo et Hallel, mevarech lefanav. ומקום שנהגו לברך אחריו, מברך. כיצד מברך? יעלוך השם אלוקינו כל מעשיך, וחסדך וצדיקים ומצי רצונך, וכל עמך בית ישראל בינה יודו לשמך, כי אתה השם לך טוב להודות, ולשמך נעים לזמר, ומעולם ועד עולם אתה הקל, ברוך אתה השם, הקל המלך המשובח המפואר, חי וקיים, תמיד יבוך לעולם ועד. We already discussed the bracha before Hallel, and this halacha brings the text of the bracha following Hallel, beginning with Yahalucha Hashem Elokeinu, though the Rambam's text is somewhat different from the one that we typically say now. The halacha begins with a statement that the recitation of this bracha depends on local custom, but nowadays the universal custom is to recite this bracha after Hallel, very similar to what we saw in Perek Aleph about the bracha recited after Mikra Megillah.
Halacha Yud Aleph. Yesh mekomot shnagu lichpol me'odcha ki anitani al sof halel. Koflin kol davar davar shnei pamim. Umakom shnagu lichpol, lichpol. Umakom shnagu shlo lichpol, ein koflin. Another practice which depends on local custom is the familiar one of repeating every pasuk in the last part of Hallel, that is, the end of Mizmor Kuf Yud Chet in Tehillim, starting with Odecha Ki Anitani Ba'ati Li Lishua, until the last pasuk of Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Kilam Chasto, as a way of emphasizing the importance of these pasukim. Here again, the universal custom today among both Ashkenazim and Sephardim is to repeat these pasukim. The rest of the perek, which we won't read inside, is a description of the responsive manner in which Hallel was said by the Tzibur at the time of the early Chachamim, meaning at the time of the Gemara. The back-and-forth nature of the recitation, as recorded by the Rambam, is much more pronounced than in the manner we say Hallel. In the Rambam's version, the Tzibur responds every few words to the Shliach Tzibur, in rare cases by repeating his words at the beginning of each perek, and at Ana Shem Oshiana and Ana Shem Atzlichana, and more often by saying the word Halleluka. This word is said by the Tzibur a total of 123 times over the course of Hallel. The members of the Tzibur don't actually say the large majority of the words of Hallel in this version, but rather are yotzei with the reading of the Shliach Tzibur. Hence the Rambam adds in Halacha Yud Dalid that if the Shliach Tzibur is not halachically capable of being motzi others, like a child or a woman who aren't obligated in Hallel, then the Tzibur must recite the Hallel with the Shliach Tzibur word by word. In contrast to the Rambam's version of Hallel, the Tur summarizes the manner in which Hallel is typically recited nowadays. Most of the paragraphs are recited by the Shliach Tzibur and the Tzibur together in their entirety, either singing together or quietly, with Shliach Tzibur as usual saying the last line out loud. There are only two responsive portions of the reading. The four psukim ending Ki L'Olam Chasto, which the Shliach Tzibur recites one by one, and the Tzibur responds to each with Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki L'Olam Chasto. And a little later, the twice each of Ana Shem Oshiana and Ana Shem Atzlichana, said by the Shliach Tzibur and repeated by the Tzibur themselves. The Rambam ends the perek by insisting that the manner of the Chachamim HaRishonim, which he described, is truly the ideal way for the Tzibur to recite Hallel. However, he concedes, he saw in his own day many alternate customs of how Hallel is said and what parts are said responsively. And he concludes, none of these customs is similar to any of the others. In our day of printed Sidurim, even if we have moved away from the custom of the Chachamim HaRishonim, at least it can be said that the variation between different customs of how Hallel is recited seems to be much more limited than it was at the time of the Rambam.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.